Hello, relatives. Freddy's response. To all of you, thanks for your passionate responses. To Vicky and to Rusty and to Sister Joyce and to the overwhelming majority of the dozens that suggest that maybe it might be nice for us to allow our children to be children again. And also for the reminder that we as adults need to be children again, too, and to lighten up and to play more and to get messy and to be out of control and to dress up and to get in the dirt and to get outside and to hide without even playing seek. To my Rottweil incense brother, Ralph, I too look forward to seeing you in Rottweil this year at the end of the beginning of the summer, and you remind us all that fear is an international phenomena, and that we need to find a way to give up our fear of those things over which we have so little control of anyway. And it might be nice for us all to have a chance to lighten up more, party a little more. To my Southwest Jayhawk brother, your kinky ramblings, they always promote reflection. So I think about whether it's true. Are kids less safe than 30 years ago? And you said you weren't sure about that, and then went on to say that you certainly would not let your kid walk miles to school like you did. And I think, yeah, kids are less safe than 30 years ago. And everybody sees them as more vulnerable. I mean, I see 7-year-olds. They have cell phones attached to their belts. They need to be able to be found. Nobody can even be lost a little bit. Go outside, hide under a tree, disappear. Unless, of course, we make them liars so that the kids have the cell phones because their parents make them use them, and then, of course, if their parents want them, they can always say they were out of range or in a gully or in a cave. But we make them lie. I don't know. It just doesn't feel right to me. And I think vulnerability is the sad concomitant of our age. But we certainly do both agree that kids are not hanging out anymore. And I lament that. Nobody hangs out. Worse, I think nobody's going outside anymore. Everybody's getting together inside of malls, inside of fancy, flat-screen TVs with high definition and video games that are captivating in their stimulation of our reptilian brain with violence and gore. Anyhow, I agree that in the words of Forrest Gump, that like you, my Jayhawk brother, that's all I've got to say about that. To all of us in community, remember, being able to share in ways that remind us that we are not alone on the journey helps us deal with our fear. Have a great weekend.